Sports Talk. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
Good, good.
I understand, you know, your love for the Giants. You want them to go to World Series. They're defending champs. They deserve that respect. But Philly is just too, they're loaded. They're so loaded. If the Giants pull it off, I'll cheer for the Giants in the World Series, even though I'm a Yankee fan. I'll cheer for them if they can get past the Phillies.
All right, so we're going to welcome to the Sports Opinion Show the founder and president of UWA Elite, Mr. Dave Swan. Dave, how you doing today?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great. Good.
He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. About what, they go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to own us $7.6 billion.
I love changing that intro every year. Every year it gets longer and longer. It's the same song. It just gets longer and longer. Got to welcome Coffee. Coffee is the first one in the chat room for our anniversary show. I can't believe that. Usually it's DDP that gets into the chat room first. But no, today it's Coffee, you know? Never know. Oh, man. Dang. Wow. That's the first, isn't it, Coffee? That's the first. To where, you know, Coffee is the first one in the chat room. It's usually DDP. I tell you, well, DDP will be in the chat room. He just told me on social media, he's like, the show's loading up, the chat room hasn't loaded up. And he's like, I can't hear anything. I can't hear anything. He's like, oh, my dad forgot to turn on the sound. So, DDP will be here. Everyone should be here. Everyone should be listening, whether you're live in the chat room or you're just listening live and choose not to be in the chat room. Oh, just fair warning. Like it says in the description, are you a part of the anniversary show? God, there were so many things that I could have chosen to do, and everything that you're going to hear, I mean, most of the interviews that were done with different people are not the full-length interview, but you know me. I always talk about it on regular shows. I don't really cut out, you know, parts of an interview or stuff like that. You can always go back and listen to the full-length interviews. But this is unedited, uncut, uncensored. Yes, uncensored. So you never know. I mean, hey. The guys that own this channel, they really, really made themselves a part of this anniversary show. I tell you, it's very good. Very good. So, yeah, you know, here we go. We're getting ready to do this damn thing. I'm not sure how long it's going to last, because, damn, I did put a lot in there. And we'll just roll with the punches. We'll see where it goes. And if the anniversary show, you know, ends up going all of the 2 hours, then, hey, it'll go all the 2 hours. You know what, Coffee? You're right. Coffee said, wait a minute, can we pause here for a minute? Can we reflect? Since you're talking about that you don't censor anything in your shows. He said in the chat room, he said, That's something I've never understood. Why is there censorship exactly? Doesn't that violate our First Amendment rights? Well, damn it, it sure does. It sure does. Well, I mean, it's too late now. I could have told Paul Heyman this years ago when TNN was telling him that they needed to censor him and truly censor him. Now that could have saved ECW. I could be going to very, very violent ECW shows right now. Ah, well, it's too late now. Yeah, too late. I mean, with the exception of porno and stuff like that, you have to censor that. You can't let, especially children, see that coffee. But other than that, I mean, they should be able to just go with it now and not worry about censorship. After all, we do have On Demand. We have YouTube. Those two things combined, coffee, means that we can watch stuff like that, uncensored stuff, violent stuff, anytime we want, because it's all on demand. It's all on YouTube now. There you go. Problem solved. But still, yeah, you're right. These networks and stuff like that should take care of things for us, but they won't. No, I do not, coffee. I need to start listening to Steve Corino. Maybe I'll have to call in. Be like, hey, remember me? Speaking of remember me, we have a caller on the line before we... I was just about to start playing the pre-taped version of the anniversary show, but let's see what this is about first. Hello, you're on the air.
Well, I see you got a call in on the anniversary show.
Yes, what's up, Eric?
I didn't even think it was live. I thought you were going to play the... Because right now I'm at work. I'm at work till 4 o'clock. I screwed up the schedule. I thought I worked till 12, 4 to 12, but yeah, I'm working 7:30 a.m. before, so it's like one of those days. I was going to try to call in and listen to what you were playing.
Oh, well, I was just going to play that right now.
Who's in the chat room?
Oh, we got my good friend Coffee is in the chat room.
Okay. Where's DDP at?
DDP, he's not in the chat room yet, but he will be.
Okay. Word.
So, yeah.
Okay, now just keep me on the, what do you got? You're just going to play, how many clips you got?
Oh, it's all one clip, so.
How long is
everything.
It
Let me see here.
Are you going back on the air or no?
What are you talking about? We're on the air.
Are you going to talk? Are you going to play these clips and then come back and talk?
Yeah, if we have time. Yeah. Wow, it's only 47 minutes.
Okay.
And
you have
right,
a two-hour show?
So, yeah.
Okay, so I'll call back in like a... I'll call it right at the end of the show.
All right.
Just keep it on the list. I want to listen. So.
All right. No problem. Okay. I will go ahead and put Eric Williams on mute there. And ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for an anniversary show that preceded what many thought would be the end of the Sports Opinion Show? We'll take a listen to this. Like I told Eric Williams, it's about 47 minutes long. And we'll just go right into it. Here we go. Enjoy the anniversary show.
Hello, and welcome to the 5-year anniversary special. This show, it's... In the last year, I've done everything to make this show right or make the show wrong. And in best terminology, that just means sometimes I'm pretty sure that the shows suck, but other times I look at the numbers and I go, well, these are great. That was a great, great show. Look at those numbers. Today in the anniversary show, you're going to hear a lot of things that have transpired right here on the Sports Opinion Show at the heart of the Indie Media Network. And it wouldn't surprise you what has taken place in the last year. From last year to this year, both on the air and, oh yes, off the air. Sports Talk, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
Good, good.
I understand, you know, your love for the Giants. You want them to go to World Series. They're defending champs. They deserve that respect. But Philly is just too, they're loaded. They're so loaded. If the Giants pull it off, I'll cheer for the Giants in the World Series, even though I'm a Yankee fan. I'll cheer for them if they can get past the Phillies.
Man, what a show that was with Sports Talk. I can't believe the legitimacy of that conversation that we had. And that was from our 8/12/2011 show. So almost a year ago was that very show. And, you know, we had contributed a lot into this. We thought it would be best for him to come on and just give us awesome insight, because even though I had only talked to him 3 times last year, I still thought that he had awesome insight to everything sports related. And that's why he came on the show and we did this massive thing. And, you know, him being for the Yankees, it's kind of an understatement. But it's all good Sports Talk. He's just one of those type of guys that you want to talk to about sports. And that could go all day. You know what I mean? If Blog Talk Radio gave us the ability to go all day versus going on time restraints and things like that, then hey, I would be here all day Friday, all day Saturday, and do it again half the day on Sunday for like 5 hours. But because of time constraints, stuff like that, you really don't have time to talk to people like Sports Talk. I mean, of course, you know, we do occasional stuff off the air. And that's what's coming up next.
Well, good job, AJ.
Oh, well, thank you, man. Thank you. And, you know, I didn't mean to throw your San Francisco Giants underneath the bus like this.
Well, you know, it happens, you know. It's all good.
No. I like to formally apologize for that. It was very uncharacteristic of me. And I do say that you have a good team in them. They have a very good team.
Yeah.
And I will show them some respect. Very little, but I will show them some.
And yes, I've been doing the same thing for the Phillies, believe it or not. So.
Don't lie, Matt. You don't have to show them any respect. We don't need your respect. Okay? You threw us under the bus. Okay? And stepped on the gas. Now, being nice at first, but now you're just being rude. No, but I have a question for you. It concerns TNA's well-being. Do you really think that TNA will survive without a TV media contract?
No, you know, it's like I said. That's why I said that during the middle of the beer money match, they took a commercial break, and the last commercial before they came back to go back to keeping an eye on the action with beer money and AJ Styles and all those guys in that match, they showed the commercial of Hulk Hogan getting ready to start this new promotion with many wrestlers, and I'm like, oh really? I think they said it would take place sometime in
September, November. That's somewhere around the between the time that the contract is supposed to end. So maybe that's why Hogan wants to says like he had to start his old company with a bunch of midgets. So,
but it doesn't make any sense, man. If your company is about to fail big time, why would you even risk an investment? Because, you know, he's using company money to fund this midget wrestling. I mean, I know he has money of his own, but why waste your money on something that the company will break off and spend on?
But, ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, the NFL just finished a huge, massive lockout. My plan for them, for the NFL, is to keep things rolling. I mean, I'm not saying let's pretend the lockout never happened, because that would be bullshit. There's no way we can pretend that the lockout never happened, because it did in fact happen, and now we're at this stage where we have to keep going, they have to keep going. Sure, we were all pissed off about it. Sure, for a little while it was touch and go, and it didn't look at all like we would even have a season. People were getting scared. What's going to happen? People. There was only about 30% of people that were scared. The majority, everybody else, we had 99% of people that were totally and understandably pissed off about the whole thing. But we've got that out of the way. We got that cleared. They are good to go for the next 10 years. See, there's your proof that we do talk off the air. And just so you know, just an FYI, anytime you feel like listening to what's being said when we go off the air, all you have to do is simply call in. I won't put you on the line. I mean, if you want me to, I could do that. But just stay on the line. Blog Talk Radio, the voice automated operator, she'll do her thing. But you don't do anything. Just listen. Listen, and you'll hear random conversations like you just heard me and AJ have off the air on that show. But the other scary thing about that show was what you just now heard. It was a scary time because for 8 whole weeks on end, and then it went into the new year, you know, we thought it was only going to go on for 8 weeks, myself and AJ, and then later on when Eric Williams came on, he became part of the show during this awesome time going into the end of 2011, coming into 2012. The bewilderment of that was, how much longer do we need to talk about this? But, you know, by the end of February, we decided enough is enough. People are tired of hearing about the lockout. I didn't want, you know, you fans to go, oh, they're going to talk about the lockout again. How old is this news? February? It was so old by then. We decided we would just leave it alone. But it was a scary time. People were so worried. I can't be an American without watching football. Because that's an American sport. That's why we love America. And of course, you know, no objection to the call. There was, you know, no right or wrong answers during this period and time of going through and trying to find out if you're actually going to not have the most favorite season of your life, football. The NFL, it's all about the hits, the tackles. It's about the first downs. It's about not trying to get a fourth down margin, because fourth down in football, it's a very, very bad thing. And not even be able to see the Super Bowl of all Super Bowls, the Super Bowl itself. How would that affect the sport? Tremendously. It tremendously affected the sport, because everybody said, well, oh great, they don't know how to compromise. Are they as bad as the Dodgers? Some were even thinking that during this time. But that was our case and point. We wanted to get it over with. I wanted to get it off my chest. Finally deal with it And when this show aired, as you just heard, that's when the end had come. Finally. I mean, like I did admit, we did keep talking about it into February, but on the 8-12 show, 2011, 8-12-2011 would be further etched in my mind when I finally found out, as you just heard, that they had made a 10-year agreement with the NFL Players Association and with their attorneys. Finally, now we could all relax, and of course, we all remember we had a late, late season, the Super Bowl went late, but was it just me, or did you guys all feel the same thing that I felt? Because it felt to me like they pretty damn sure had rushed the season. Okay, we only need to go two more games. I think they only went four games at least into February, early March. And then they cut it out and they were like, ah, time for the Super Bowl. Did anybody feel that way or was that just me? I don't think so. I truly, honestly believe that they rushed everything just so they could get to the Super Bowl, get it over with, and you know what? I think the rich, crummy bastards just wanted to be at home, collect their thousands and thousands of dollars that they had made for that season, along with the contract, because they also, not only did they rush the playoffs and the Super Bowl just to get it over with, they also dragged on, the NFL admitted that they had dragged on the whole NFL lockout. And it's like, well, what are you really thinking? Is this really a smart move? No, this is not a smart move. You tell me. But that's what had happened. And, yeah, the rest is history, as they say. For his suspension appeal before Commissioner Roger Goodell in the New Orleans bounty case that took place right after they got kicked out of the playoffs. Remember, they did not make their playoff quota, so they felt that they had a lot of free time on their hands, and the team contributed to this. Ah, yes, and who could, of course, forget the New Orleans bounty case? This case was so over the top, and it cost the team lots and lots of money. Another huge topic. Wow, what a moment for everything about the New Orleans bounty case. The Saints had lost several draft picks. It's supposed to be a big year for them, but hey, when you commit a sin, you have to own up to it. You make a faulty move and you still, either way, you own up to it, right?
We have to talk and take a breather, ladies and gentlemen. Something must be done. Because three times in 3.5 months, an NHL enforcer had died. Derek Vonnegut was found dead May 13th. Due to what is called an accidental mix of alcohol and the painkiller oxygen. Rick Rykin was found dead August 16th. And most recently, the recently retired Wade Bellick on Wednesday. Both reportedly died of suicide.
Okay, look, I know I've said that I don't really enjoy at all reporting on any death. Death to any sport is very, very uncomfortable for me. I mean, I'm sure you can imagine that would suck if, you know, if you had a best friend and, I mean, God forbid anything happened, but let's say that something had happened with you and your best friend, and you know, let's pretend that you knew your best friend's parents very, very well, and that would suck if you had to call the authorities, get the ambulance there, and something had happened to where your best friend had died. And now the authorities are like, well, do you know your friend's parents? And stuff like that, stuff of that nature. And you say, well, yeah, I got their phone number. You wouldn't want to be the one to tell them. Well, my best friend, your kid, it's gone. It'll be a heartbreaker. But that's what I take the responsibility of that head on. Head on. I come right out and say it, and I deal with everything that I said later about a certain death. I mean, geez. When the year started, you would say I was dead. You won't remember just a few weeks ago. An NFL player just got drafted into the NFL, committed suicide. This stuff like this is terrible. Doesn't matter what kind of death it is. Whether it be natural causes, a killing, self-inflicted like the suicide, suicidal death. It's just no way to deal with it, no easy way to say it. But I try best to prepare myself for shows like that.
Andrea from the Andrea Talk Fan Show has also joined our network as part of the family. She's a smart girl. You know, check her out right here on NDB Media now. She talks all the latest baseball. Also, Lenny, he talks baseball. He used to talk on Saturdays back in the early days of Blog Talk Radio. He's still a proud member of Blog Talk Radio. He's also now part of the NDB Media family. I'd like to welcome them both. Somebody my age is getting his ass kicked by a 50-year-old guy. What? Do you have a problem with people peeing? It's part of life. Everybody has to fucking cheat. You know what I mean?
Hey, yo, maniacs. Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time. But if you're looking for the greatest in midget wrestling, look no further. Micro Championship Wrestling is the greatest midget wrestling company in the world today. We've got Meatball, the biggest and the baddest of them all. We've got Demo, who I call Demo Mania. We've got Justice, who's one of the main men on the tour. We've got Blitz. We've got Puggy Cub, who's the biggest pimp in the game. And without a doubt, last but not least, we've got Enigma. So look no farther. Micro Championship Wrestling, the greatest midget wrestling in the wrestling world today. So what you gonna do? No, wait a minute. Check this out first, brother. Now, what you gonna do when Micro Championship Midget Wrestling runs wild on you? Check this out, brothers.
Yes. Of course. Our September show. This is awesome. That's when we found out that Andrew from the Andrew Talk Fan Show and Lenny are going to join the NDB Media Network, which, to my understanding now, as I understand it, that our network is growing. It's awesome. I can't thank, you know, Scorekeeper and his partner for everything, allowing me to come onto their network like 2 years ago. But yeah, it was awesome to hear that Lenny and Andrea were going to be a part of the network with their own shows as well. And especially, I couldn't believe this show either. This was also where we had played the Hulk Hogan introductional audio clip, where he was necessarily promoting the fact that he was going to take part and compare and help and orchestrate things just as a backup guy for the new Micro Championship Wrestling that is no longer on television. Didn't I tell you all on that show that this would happen? Anyways, it's not on TV anymore. I knew it would happen. But, you know, him flexing his muscles and stuff like that, that's what he was actually doing. He was flexing his muscles. Come on, Hogan. Really? Does anybody really need to hear you grunting and moaning to show that you're flexing your muscles? But this whole time, he had been saying that I'm just here to give an ear to put over the people that are actually in charge of Micro Championship Wrestling. which we know is not true, because every time he showed up to any wrestling organization, or any organization at all for that matter, no, it had nothing to do with those commercials that he's been doing for Rent a Center or something like that. I forget what the commercial is, but it's just outside organizations like, you know, TNA and the Micro Championship Wrestling. Anytime he gets near wrestling, he says he's just here just to lend a hand and to give things back to the owners, the people in charge of these promotions. Just an extra set of ears. He's not here to take over. Bullshit. Bullshit. He has the capacity to just take over anyways. But this was actually a great, great show. I couldn't believe we did a show like that. We got huge numbers from all of you fans out there. Thank you for listening and archiving and just listening to the simple fact matters of shows like this. Because everybody always asks me, do you really feel it's necessary and that it's important to play audio clips from a substandard point of view? Of course, because hey, I do it to bring energy to the show, but also to keep the ground focused on the other hand by mixing it together. Because, I mean, you know, ever since the late 90s, people start saying, well, you know, this, that happened, that really happened. But then you find out a week later that the people that you had believed, the people you had trusted with certain stories, were now caught as liars. And that's the other reason why I feel it's very important, and it brings a strategic view of what our show is about. Whether it's me and AJ, or whether it's me and Eric Williams doing a show, or me and an outside guest. It doesn't matter. Because pivotal isolation brings us closer to where we are. Especially when we now jump ahead to one of our March shows. We have great Christmas shows every year, great New Year's shows. But we're not about to go into all that. We had a final moment that would exceed the NFL. He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so now what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. If you leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 million.
Wow, that show for March, huh? That March show, man, I tell you, we'll get to that in a second. Let's go back to that September show where I played the audio clip that you heard 10 minutes ago about the fact that, you know, there were fights all over the arena and somebody got beat up in the bathroom. That was actually because of the Raider 49er game. If you'll all remember, this was so implemented in my mind, I remember it like it was yesterday. There were 6 fights all over the arena. The 5th, all 5 fights that were taking place that you saw, you know, every time, if you were watching that game, you saw, well, the camera crews trying to keep up with how many fights got going on because they want to capture the action, you know, for video purposes. I just saw 2 big, I remember saying on that show, that on the September show, that there were 2 big, big behemoth guys going at each other. It looked like 2 big elephants going at it, and they were beating the crap out of each other, and I thought that that was it. But that wasn't it, because remember, a week later, I had to come back and tell you all that not only were there 5 fights in the arena, there was 1 more fight. The fight had taken place at the Oakland Coliseum as a result of the Raider 49er game. After the Raider 49er game, somebody in their late 20s, early 30s, about my age, they had jumped to the bathroom, well, because this young gentleman, he needed to use the restroom. And some some guy, elderly gentleman, just goes into the bathroom. As soon as this young man is done, he gets his ass beat for no apparent reason. I'm like, what? That's why you heard me being sarcastic about how people need to go to the bathroom. And I was just trying to be sarcastic. I was being sarcastic by saying that, what, you can't wait your turn? Do you have a problem with letting somebody else go to the bathroom if they beat you to, you know, the special place first? Do you have to always beat somebody to the punch? No, I would say that for dramatic purposes, because that's exactly what happened. The real story of that is, the older gentleman was a Niners fan, the young man was a Raiders fan. Well, then again, if you were to visit and live with me for... I don't even think any of you listening would even attempt to stay with me, not even for 1 week. It's all nice and quiet. But if we were to get in my car, I would show you random places in Oakland. You would be so scared. You'd be like, Matt, get me the hell out of here. I'm not playing. Get me out of here. I'm going to kill you myself. You know what I mean? It's pathetic how the city of Oakland just desecrates itself. And speaking of Oakland, the last audio clip that you just heard about how you can't leave the city of Oakland, otherwise you're going to owe the city lots and lots of money. That audio clip was from this past March, on our March 12th show, where I have presented to some of you wanted to know, well, what's going on? You know, the Raiders want to leave and go back to L.A. Well, they didn't get their chance, but everybody else did. I mean, hell, the Warriors left Oakland. The San Francisco 49ers, they want to leave. I mean, the Oakland A's, they want to leave Oakland. Everybody's getting their chance to go somewhere else, to go explore. Everyone, that is, except the Raiders. And we all understand that Al Davis had died and everything there. Now his son is in control. So his son, on that March 12th show, that whole week was bombarded. People were like, you're going to what? Yeah, he said, I'm going to take the team back to L.A. My father had much more success down there anyways. But he was under the impression that he could just walk into the city of Oakland Chambers and basically walk out on the city and say, I'm just here to say goodbye. And yeah. Somebody needs to tell Al Davis' son that there's a rule of thumb in America. Well, not just America, anywhere in the world. If you're going to stick to a legally binding contract, you have to at least outlast part or all of that contract, whatever comes first. And they showed him the piece of paper. He said, what the hell is this? What are you guys trying to do? They said, no, we're not trying to do anything. We're showing you the truth. That this is something your dad had signed 2 years ago. 2 years ago was our new agreement. And I'm sorry, you're not leaving. But if you do leave, you will owe us almost the entire Raiders salary along with your own. And he did not like that at all. He didn't want to hear it. He said, fine, we'll think of something else and I'll be back later. I don't think he ever went back.
I just can't believe it. I just cannot believe it.
I can, Roger. Welcome back into the Sports Opinion Show with Matt Alvarez. Sonny Clark filling in for Matt, the only day he misses all year. Was glad to do it because, frankly, it's the first day and my kids are not in school. So, and it's on a Friday, which kind of screws up my work day. So I really couldn't work. You know, I had to keep my eye on work, listen to them. It wasn't always a great thing. So I've been able to do what I'm doing here today. You're listening to the Sports Opinion Show with Matt Alvarez. Sonny Clark on the fill-in today. Happy to do so because I like Matt's show. I talk to some of the things that I don't get an opportunity to talk about. Talks a little bit, you know, WWE. He gets into it and talks to it, and not even, and I've watched 12 of them. So I have to admit that I have now moved into a situation where I really am enjoying the wrestling.
Yes, yes. Now we go on to our June show. The June shows are awesome because I, you know, the first week of June, everybody knows I'm always gone. I have to be gone. I hate being gone. But it's like every time I come back, something even crazy always happens than when I left. Before I left, I mean. But I want to say thank you to Couch Potato for filling in for me for that day. It was awesome. I'm glad to give you the opportunity to do that. And a week after this show aired, he had, you know, I've always listened to their shows also. And, you know, the guys, as we hear in the next clip, they always come after me, they always attack me. But Couch Potato had said something one day, and he was being sincere about it, I believe. He said, you know, I'm done picking on Matt. It was calling a truth right now. Matt is a man. Notice I said man. I guess, you know, because they always... Everybody still thinks I'm a teenager. It's okay. I get it all the time.
Shut up, big dog.
Here I'm saying graduating high school. You're saying kindergarten.
Well, I mean, I did say, you know, we're not talking graduation, but then, you know, big dog did throw that one in there. But you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, I guess we just love picking on Matt because... he is. He's solid. He always does as a solid. He's always there on Friday. He's always been...
And he was in the feature box yesterday, Roger.
I'm sorry, what?
He was in the feature box yesterday. Not the one on the right, but the shows that were featured. Matt Alvarez Sports Opinion Show was featured yesterday.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I didn't even notice that.
Wow.
I didn't
get a picture of it.
I thought you guys had it. I thought you would have had it. By the way, I don't like the way Blog Talk Radio's got the new homepage. I hate it.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm starting to see it, too. Matt, congratulations. I did get the email, and I was looking. I couldn't find it. No, it doesn't have a picture of Matt. It has a... That is awesome, Matt. No wonder why your numbers kicked our ass yesterday. What? You're an asshole, big dog. Do you know what he's asking? Oh, so what was the picture on there? Was it a picture of Barney?
Oh, God.
Wow, June 30th. June 30th was a big deal for me because I had called into the Sports Talk with the guys, and, you know, they did the usual take, like I told you, they just did, as you just heard. But when Couch Potato had told me on the air that I had, the day before this, was featured on Blog Talk Radio's homepage? I was like, what? Wait a minute. I mean, I didn't have that reaction on the air, but I was just, you know, after I hung up the phone call with them and everything, I was like, what? Wow, that's amazing. That's awesome. I can't believe it when that happened. And it was cool, you know? Those guys, I just can't thank them enough. But yeah, being featured on Blog Talk Radio's homepage was very humbling for me. I just, you know, it was just there. It just happened. And I'm very proud of all of you for listening to the program, to the product, each Friday, even if it is for 2 long hours. That's the pureness and the greatness that you fans have shown me on 5 years. I still can't believe 5 years. And, you know, the whole Barney thing also. I actually thought it was them, but it was them. Turns out, one of the guys that listens to their show that joins us in the chat room on Saturday mornings, Tim, you little bastard, the Barney song was your idea? Okay, I see how this is, Tim. No, just kidding. I guess Barney is the only way that Tim knows how to, you know, deal with me, I guess. I guess it's his logical way of thinking. Okay, so I'm deeply, deeply, you know, satisfied that all these things have happened on the show to a premier logic, but at the same time, I was like, what am I going to do? I can't keep doing, or I should say I don't want to do, the same thing that I've been doing week after week after week. You guys all probably think, well, Matt enjoys, you know, being the blabbermouth and the big mouth that he is because he's very opinionated, and that I am. But, you know, I enjoy talking to people, bringing them on the show, and I said, well, how is this going to work? Everyone I've talked to so far declines the interviews or makes their own excuses for why they can't be on the show because they just can't. And there's no easy way to say it, especially when you've heard me come on the show and say, well, I apologize that so-and-so can't be here because if they're here, then, well, it would make things better. But I just knew that something was going to happen on a bad timing contingency plan because I'm constantly trying to get, you know, I mean, people always say, well, you know, that's highly unlikely, that's not possible, it's not going to happen. I mean, but I've always believed with the possibility that things can happen. Because all my life, everybody has always said the same thing. And that is, well, Matt, you're not going to make it. Not in that way. You're not going to make it in this way. You're not going to. I'm like, well, hold on. Who are you to determine what I will and will not be able to do in this life? Are you the almighty judge? No, you're not. I mean, hell, remember, I've been able to, so far, even before I joined the NDB Media Network, not that I'm boasting or trying to be an ass about it, but I'm just humbled that I've been able to interview some of the biggest people in the world that were either just coming out of the minor league, so to speak, into the big leagues, and then getting to interview those same big league people. Remember, I was only 2 months into Blog Talk Radio when we started 5 years ago. This was way before I met AJ and, you know, and everybody else. I believe it was, I don't remember who it was, I think it was Dave Jones from his own show, and he jumped into the chat room a few times. Funny how he ran across me. What are you doing here? How are you on this network? Dave Jones, what a guy. But he was the one who, when I first started 2 months into doing Blog Talk Radio had informed me, you know, why don't you interview Jake the Snake Roberts' publicist? I said, how am I going to do that? There's no way I'm going to do that. He said, yeah, there is. I have his phone number. Call him up. See what's happening. And that's when I got Chris Yandick on the phone. And then after that, I mean, I've been able to interview so many people. Like the one and only, as you all remember from last year, Michael Porter. We still miss that guy. And then Eric Williams started becoming part of the show. And Eric calls me and tells me, I've got a proposition for you. And I said, oh, what now? Now what? What does he want? How is this? Whatever he's thinking, it's, I don't want any part of it. Then he says that he wants to bring on wrestlers from a New Jersey promotion that would stimulate the product, and we would help them help us. I said, well, yeah, it's been a long time since we interviewed people, even though I don't know anybody from New Jersey. He said, relax, I'll take care of it. So, it was an idea. Well, we ran with it. The rest, as we know, is history. It's history in the making, because Eric Williams is the one conducting all these interviews from the UWA Elite promotion. And I thought, you know, we're doing it again. We're interviewing people. I'm not the one necessarily doing the interview. But, you know, we're going to see where this goes. Thank you to UWA Elite for coming on the show. Thank you to UWA Elite owner and promoter Dave Swan for coming on to the show, which is going to be our last featured show with Eric Williams. AJ, for some reason, will make his prompt in return. He's going to make the grand entrance one of these days. But it's just one of those things that happens. And, you know, I was a little sad, but now that we've got this UWA Elite going, we'll see where the future goes from here as we come to this predominant close and the 2012 anniversary show.
Alright, so we're going to welcome to the Sports Opinion Show the founder and president of UWA Elite, Mr. Dave Swan. Dave, how you doing today?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Great.
Good.
Great, great. So, yeah, Matt's over there in sunny California. So he's very far away from the East Coast. But figured we'd bring you on and, you know, enlighten some people who, you know, like the blog talk. You know how it is with blog talk. There's so many different parts of life. You know, there could even be some people over in Mars listening. I want to bring you on, and I want to highlight the fact that you're on UWA Elite. Been doing a lot of good things. You can check it out at www.uwaelite.com. You know, check out the live shows on, not the live shows, the shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays with All Stars and Action Zone. But Dave, first question I have to ask you is, how did you get in the whole wrestling aspect?
I got into the business in 2000. I started off as a referee and a ring announcer for a couple different wrestling companies. From there, I started forming UWA Elite all the way back then. We were running shows strictly out of a backyard, and after a while, we ran for about 5 years, and then everybody kind of went off and did their own separate thing, and I continued on the independence with a couple different companies. And then 2 years ago, we decided to get the band back together. And, you know, it's kind of blown up since then.
Wow. So there you have it. You have it. I never thought something like this would work. But after Eric conducted that interview with Dave Swan, I knew that this was magic. There are some things in life that just work. And this is one of those things that actually worked. And we ended up having several of his talent on. And, you know, we're working towards other things with them. So we'll see where this partnership with UWA Elite goes. And it could come to a full band, a full circle. I can remember, you know, going from having a full team to just me going solo. And now, sometimes, once in a while, Eric Williams joins me. AJ likes to just make his grand entrance whenever he needs to. And just so everybody knows, and, you know, sleep never comes easy for me. Wait till I get married. She's going to kick me out of the room and be very upset with me because I'm always awake. Okay? That was for the NDB Media guys. Thank you for joining me on this very special anniversary, 5 years of making it here on Blog Talk Radio.
Happened so far. Coffee's over here talking about sleep. Can you buy that at Walmart? Man, I'm sure you can find anything for sleep at Walmart. You know, they got tons and tons of blankets. You just have to choose and pick. You know, I believe Eric Williams was going to get back on the air. I mean, hey, I do have the option of, well, no, I don't have the option of actually calling him from the show. If I was on Skype, I would do that, but I'm not on Skype. So, yeah, there's no way to actually... Well, maybe I still can. Maybe I still can. Let's see here. Yeah, I can still do it. Let me see if I can get Eric Williams on the line. Yeah, sorry about that. Let's see here. Okay, let's see if we can get Eric Williams on the line. There you go. You hear the phone ringing. I know he's at work. Probably kill me for this.
You reached Eric Williams' voicemail. Leave a message after the beep. Thanks.
Hey, Eric! It's all your friends at the Sports Opinion Show. I know you're working, but we're back live for one more hour, so... call back when you get there. You can even, you know, tell your coworkers about it. All right, bye. Did you guys catch that? Did you guys catch that? Was that awesome or was that awesome? Let me see. Maybe I can get Coffee on the air. That's okay. I don't think Coffee enjoys being on the air. Well, I mean, I don't know. I tell you, but, you know, from last year to this year, all these crazy things have happened. There were some things that I thought would make it on the show, but for the anniversary show, that is, but I didn't. Such as the DirecTV promo from when I played the audio clip of CEO Mike White explaining the differentiality that DirecTV was having as it related to, you know, certain programming with certain networks. And, yeah, but, you know, they got that issue resolved. But, you know, they got it resolved last week. See, now, if my grandpa had waited, then, you know, my grandpa did have DirecTV, but I guess he got tired and fed up with it. Because last week, last Monday, when I went over there and I said, "So what's going on?" He goes, "Oh, nothing." He goes, "I have DirecTV now. I mean, I don't have DirecTV anymore." I said, "What?" He's like, "I have Dish. DirecTV." I'm like, "Well, they solved their issue." He goes, "Oh, it's too late. I've already done everything. I've changed everything on my house." I said, "Well, okay." 3 days later, if he had just waited, DirecTV had finally solved the issue, but it was too late. My grandpa had already changed everything over to a different carrier now. Now, cable costs too much. I mean, shit. I'm over here paying $100 and something just for cable. I need a lower... I'm trying to be like Matt Morgan in those commercials. I need a low down payment. Your rates are kind of high. Especially if you have Comcast. Oh my God. That's who I have. Because in the apartment complex that I live in, we are not allowed here to have DirecTV at all. So, you know, that's the way it goes. And, yeah, you can only have what you're allowed to have, and I'm only allowed to have Comcast. If it was up to me, I would get DirecTV. $30 a month? Hey, better than 100 and something a month. And, you know, screw that. Just forget about it. Coffee says, "I don't have Dish or cable. Everything I want to see, I can find on the internet." Exactly. Exactly. Like what you heard on the anniversary show about, you know, well, actually, before the anniversary show, before we did the anniversary show, we were live, and then we did the pre-tape stuff. Because Coffee had said at the top of the show in the chat room, "What happened to our censorship? That's part of our amendment rights." Well, that's why I said at the top of the show, too, before I'd played the anniversary clip, that, you know, hey, you can watch it anytime you want. any show that had censorship in it, you can watch the unedited, the uncensored version on YouTube. You can now watch it on demand because, hey, that's what they gave us on demand for, right? At our fingertips. Everything in television is at our fingertips nowadays, ladies and gentlemen. This is what has happened in the world of multimedia. I mean, shit. I'm sure Coffee remembers these days where we had to, you know, get a damn antenna, hook it up to our damn UHF, VHF channels for our damn crappy, old-fashioned TV. Just so we can have great, great pictures. And it's a good thing I became an expert at this when we were kids growing up, man, I swear to you. It wasn't just, you know, my siblings that wanted my expertise. Hell, we had neighbors everywhere we lived. They'd come over, knocking on the door. Hey, Matt, can you please come fix our TV? I'll give you $10. Yeah, the rabbit ears. the good old rabbit ears. And I'd be up there, you know, getting things ready, switching the antenna around. Stop, right there. That's a perfect picture. And I'd go, okay. Now, hand me my $10 or $20. That's for the early version cable service. $10 or $20. Hell, I didn't care. I was a kid. I thought $20 was a lot of money. I mean, shit, that's how us kids think logically, right, when we're kids. But now that we're older, I mean, shit, by the time I was 17 years old, I'm like, $100? Wow, I'm rich. Again, still in the kid zone at 17 years old. $100 ain't nothing. But it is something when you have to pay $100 and something to have cable. I worked out a new agreement with Comcast just this week, too. They said, well, if you want, the only thing we can do for you, Mr. Alvarez, we'll give you HBO free for 3 whole months. Well, fine. I'll take it. I'll take the free HBO. I won't get charged for HBO for the next 3 months off my regular bill. But still. DDP said, my Comcast VOD had TNA impact. Yeah, Coffee, I know. $20 these days is only one-third of a video game. shit. Or how about this? Remember, Coffee, if you didn't have rabbit ears, or if your UHF, VHF crappy 1970s version of your television didn't come with either, then what did you have to do? I did this for a family in Madera, California. And Eric Williams must have got my voicemail. He must have heard our pleas. No, it was only me. But I'll get to him in a second. When we were in Madera, California, Coffee, I'm sure you remember this. Everyone listening can remember this. If you didn't have either, you had to, you know, I went into my mom's closet. She said, what are you doing, son? I was like, well, so-and-so down the street, they don't have any reception on their TV. And I'm going to fix it. She said, how are you going to do that, honey? I said, with a hanger. Remember those days? You didn't have, you know, an antenna or you didn't have rabbit ears. You had to get a fucking hanger, stick it in the TV, and try and get the best satellite picture ever. Man, those were the days. Those were the days. Hello, Eric Williams.
I just want to let you know, the Raiders suck.
Yes. a random caller. Were we even talking about the Raiders on this show? No, we were not talking about the Raiders. What the hell? I'm confused. I'm pretty sure that that was Eric Williams' phone number, but that was not Eric Williams on the line. Eric, I did not tell you to have your coworkers prank call us. That wasn't part of the agreement. Anyway, yeah, hangers and tinfoil. Of course, now you don't got to worry about that now. You just get a cable box, or you get a direct line cable box. You can still run random cables now. Or, well, just between us, you know. Or, you know, I hope, you know, that coffee secretly doesn't work for the cable company, but or anybody else. But just so you know, us Comcast users, if we don't pay our bill, because my friend showed this to me years ago when I moved in here, because I was like, well, I can at least have just basic Comcast cable. That was when I had a crappy job and I was still working in retail. And he goes, oh, they turned off your cable. He goes, well, I can fix that. I go, whoa, what the hell do you think you're doing? He said, well, just watch. And he rewired the whole Comcast box, literally. Took the whole damn thing apart, moved all the plugs that were on the right, he moved them all to the left. He goes, okay, now turn back on your TV. And when I turn back on the TV, I go, hey, I have cable again. He goes, of course. He goes, all I did was rewire it. I'm like, ah, oh, like a car. When you hotwire a car and you can still get it to work. He goes, yeah. I'm like, but won't Comcast find out? He said, no, you're fine. I said, okay. I tell you. Dave's like that, Ian. But anyway, I don't know how we got into this. I think that was coffee's fault. They're talking about TVs and stuff. But hey, you know, it's been a hell of a year. As I told you all yesterday, you know, get ready. You know, I still don't even know what the new intro is going to be. But we'll have a brand new intro next week, next Friday for the show. And it'll be that way, whatever I come up with. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? It's just, wow. It's really, really crazy. I mean, can you believe we've already went through a whole year already? It just seemed like yesterday that we had did the anniversary show. What are you talking about, coffee? Something loud? I don't know what coffee's talking about here in the chat room. You need to clarify that. And, I mean, dang, it's already almost the end of August. One more week of August, and that's it. We're going to go right into September. Right smack into September. I mean, August and September are the slowest months. But then after that, you can't stop the year. The year just is like, bam, like that. It's all over. Oh, music. Yeah. Oh, you want it louder? You want it, the louder the better, he said. And Coffee said, even if it has to be metal banging music, I don't care. All right. I've got a few songs about that in mind. Yeah. We got a few short stuff. Thanks a lot, Coffee. You're giving me some ideas here. I'm always interested in the fans' ideas, never my own. This is very groundbreaking. They're very interesting. I'm going to be thinking about this all day now. All day. Yeah, I tell you, I can't believe what we have done in just 1 year. I mean, the fact that it's Coffee and DDP and Eric Williams, and like I said in the pre-show, AJ is still a part of this show, but as I said, we never know when he's going to call in, because he just likes to make these grand entrances. These grand entrances that just are out the door, and he just showed up. I'm like, oh, okay. That's why we have to, you know, those of us who are in charge and running our switchboards here for these shows on Blog Talk Radio, we know how to look for a Skype number or a non-Skype number, which will be a bunch of ones. That's why I'm always leery and going, I really don't know who this is on the line. Because you really don't. And that's how he sneaked his way in. Or, you know, he called me a few times from his grandma's house. You don't recognize the area code? And I go, no, AJ, I don't. Me, AJ. I'm just calling you from my grandma's house. Saying what's up. I'm like, ah, okay. Well, yes, Lenny is outstanding. He really is. He checks in from time to time. And you heard me mention, you know, on the pre-show that him and Andrea from the Andrea Stockman show, because, I mean, you know, she got a new job around the same time I got a new job in 2009. But still, she can't afford to have her own show all by herself. And Lenny doesn't really do much, so he just tries to, you know, stay active. And this is one of those things, how it gets done. So, you know, that's why I played the audio clip where they had came on, and now they're part of the network. So, hey, if you really can't afford to have your own radio show anymore like I used to, like Andrea used to, she used to do it all the time, like Lenny, you know, contact us here on the NDB Media. I'm sure we'll be able to squeeze you in somewhere. Roger will take care of that for you. I feel like we should... I feel like those of us here on NDB Media Network, I feel like we should create an executive team. You know what I mean? I know they're going to listen to this. They really are. Especially since they were a huge, huge part of the anniversary show there towards the end. Man. But yeah, like I told you earlier, Coffee. Yeah. I can't believe that. Because every once in a while, they play the Barney song. And I thought the whole time, out of these 2 years that I've been a part of this network, that it was their idea to play this music. And it turns out, I found out just a few weeks ago, they go, well, well, you don't need to thank us for that music. I said, why not? Thank Tim. I was like, what? Oh, hell no. Tim, I can't believe you did that. You hurt my feelings, Tim. You really did. that is crazy. Well, we've got about 40 minutes left in this live feed of the anniversary show. I mean, no, I can't give you 40 whole minutes on what's going to happen from now until next year's anniversary show. You know, I can't predict the future or anything like that. If I did, then you guys would be totally scared, because then I'd be coming on the air predicting your future. But, you know, I don't know what the future holds for you out there. I don't know what problems you will be facing in the future. That's why I said towards the end, I only expressed what I know is going to happen in my own future, and that is when I get married, like I said on the preach show, she's going to kick me out of my own bedroom because I'm always awake. I'm always online talking to you guys. And not only that, I've got cable, I've got music to listen to. That's really going to piss her off. She'll be like, go sleep in the living room. That's it. You're done. Get out of here. I'm like, well, I can't do that. You know, you're not going to want me in there. Well, why not? Well, I've got a huge, huge stereo system in there. Because my computer is here in my room, so I play music on my computer from Pandora or some other website. Yay for Pandora. But I've got a bigger stereo system in my living room. Not only that, see, this is what she's really going to hate. Because I've been making payments now, believe it or not. I've been making payments on a damn... Coffee's going to love this. For the last few weeks, I've been making payments on a PS3. And what I plan to do, before I get married, is I'm going to take out the PS2 out of my living room, bring it here in my bedroom, and the PS3 will replace the PS2, and the PS3 will go right into the living room with the all-great surround sound that I have in the living room. Oh, it's going to be awesome. I've only got one more payment on that PS3, and after that, this PS3 that I've been making payments on at Kmart will be mine. Yes! Hey, I just thought of something. Coffee, DDP, anybody else listening? Do you play online? Because if you play online with your PS3, I am thinking of getting a wireless router. I'll put it somewhere here in my room, perhaps on my dresser. Then when I get my ass online, I'll play you guys in some video games. Huh? DDP, you always say you're the best wrestler in the world. You always say you're the best there is, the best there was. Wait a minute. DDP, you're not even Bret Hart. Coffee, man, coffee, I tell you. Every time you talk, you think you're the big boss man or something like that. Wait till I get, you know, well, I've already, shit, I can't do that because I told the girl at GameStop. I told my friend Crystal at GameStop, now that I'm going to get a PS3, she quickly advanced me last night. She's like, oh, well, you're getting the PS3. Well, it's about time. I said, yeah, be quiet, I know. She's like, well, can you put this other game on reserve if you get these used PS3 games now? And I was like, well, fine, you've convinced me, I'll do it. I'll put $5 down towards this other game. But eventually, I will get my hands on the WWE 2013 game. Yeah. DDP, I'm not even going to repeat those words that you said, because you know who it relates to. I don't understand why they did that. And, well, I mean, they're trying to reverse Steve Austin's wet T-shirts. They should have left that alone. They should have never gave Daniel Bryan this opportunity. Aggravating. Very aggravating. And then coffee. Maybe I'll play you in some baseball games. We'll see whose baseball team is really better. Maybe I can, you know, finally send my Giants online to kick someone else's ass. I don't care what baseball team it is. Coffee, did you say you were fans of the Minnesota Twins? Yes, I think you did tell me that one time in the chat room. Yes, yes. As memory served me correctly. My memory. like you heard AJ say at the top of the pre-show, he's like, well, you know, I know you were just being nice at first, but now, you're just being rude. Yes, I am. I'm very rude. Very pessimistic. Oh. Well, in that case, Coffee, I can't play you at all if you have an Xbox. I'm getting a PS3, so. Oh, boy. This is one of those crazy things. You know, it just, I don't know what to say anymore. Coffee said, unless Sony decides to make the show available to the Xbox next year, which would make them some much-needed money. Yeah, everybody's having that problem nowadays. I believe EA Sports is in some trouble also. Yeah, there we go. We can just have random talk about video games now. Since this is not an actual live show. It is live. We are live. We're totally live, but doesn't matter what the subject is today. It's not our normal show. Our normal show, if you're checking us out, we are on every Friday. We're just on today because it's our anniversary. You know, the other thing I was going to put into the anniversary show, I was going to be a smartass and be like, you know, I can't believe you're here. Isn't it crazy that we're on a Saturday for our anniversary show? Huh. Normally I sleep in on Saturdays. But hey, it's all worth it. I'm still enjoying my time here on Blog Talk Radio. 5 years. That's a milestone. I wonder if we'll still be here on Blog Talk Radio, all sharing together, conversing together, and yes, chatting it up in the chat room, or when you call in live and I take your phone calls, or I can call you. Maybe we'll be here in a big grand party in 10 years. Yes, that's what we'll do. In 10 years, we'll have an anniversary, 10-year anniversary show. And everybody, just for the hell of it, just go get a small, small cake. Don't get a huge, big cake, because then people will think you're having a party at your house. Just say, no, it's a small get-together party. Yeah. For the Sports Opinion Show, I know what I'm going to do in 10 years. I'll buy a chocolate cake or vanilla cake, since that's the only kind of cake I like. Yeah, you're right. Sony did screw themselves by pricing the PS3 so damn high. Well, you know, Coffee, like I said, you know, the PS3 that I've been making payments on, and I only have one more payment left, and my last payment is only $60. I might just do that today. I think I'm going to do that, yeah. I'll end the show 5 minutes early. We'll all get the hell out of here. We'll all go and enjoy the rest of our day. Although, I think for you guys, since you're, let's see, I think it's like, what, 1:30 for DDP? Maybe the same time for Coffee? Who knows? But after this, probably going to go to Kmart, get some fresh air, because it's really, really totally roasting here in my apartment. Totally roasting in my apartment. Yeah. And, I mean, I have a fan blowing behind me, but not really doing any effect or bringing anything to the table for fan purposes. That's why I was hoping I would get a downstairs apartment, because I knew this was going to happen. But, you know, such is life, as they say. It's 1:30 p.m. in Minnesota. Wow. I was right. I'm so perfect with time. And I've never even been to no other state. And I've already got this shit down. And last weekend I was texting Matt Broderick. Because he had texted me at like 3 o'clock in the morning my time. And I was... Last weekend I was just about to go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because I stayed up all Friday. And finally I'm like, 4 o'clock on a Saturday morning, I'm going to bed. Now that my apartment is finally cooled off. And I go, what are you doing texting me? It's 3 o'clock in the morning my time. I was like, no, wait. I was like, I know, Matt. It's 5:25 in the morning your time. He said, yep, I'm actually at work. I'm getting ready to punch in. I was like, oh, well, you have a nice day. I'm going to bed. See, I've got this shit down, and I've never even been out of state. Coffee, I wish I was where you're at, but I'm not, so we'll see who this caller is. Oh, well, the caller hung up. Okay, well, you want to play that game? I'm going to put you on the line. Yeah, so you're both pretty much in the same time zone. 1:30 p.m. for the both of you, for both coffee and DDP. Ah, man, I tell you. Great. DDP, how's the weather there in Texas? Coffee said it's 76. Comfortable there. I think it's about the same here, too. I think it's like 70 degrees. And then my Metro phone, because I have a Metro PCS phone, this morning at 8 o'clock this morning, when I was uploading the anniversary show to Blog Talk Radio, so I can have it all set and ready to go, so it takes about an hour to reset itself anyways, my Metro told me that the weather service in my area indicated that we're going to have rain tonight. In the middle of summer? Yeah, right. That shit never happens in California. And I don't think it will tonight. They say it's supposed to rain in like an hour or so. Not from what I see. I'm looking right outside the window. Beautiful, beautiful sunny sky. The sun is out. Shining very, very brightly. We're not going to have any rain. DDP says it's hot as hell here in Texas. Oh, I bet. I bet it's like 100 and something, right? I used to live in 100 degree weather. And DDP, if you ever want to move to California, keep this, you know, write this down, keep it memorized. If your dad's listening too, he can also write this down. You'll never be without being part of the country. To listening to country music and all that, I guess. You can move to California, move to either Merced, Modesto, Fresno, or Madera. You know, all those other farmland places. Makes you feel like country because, well, every other radio station out there is country music. Howdy, cowboys. Oh, God. I hated that country music shit. I was like, hey, what are we doing here? Why are we living here? I mean, you know. Yeah. Coffee, if you're seeing the same thing I am for rain. Man, it better not rain today. It shouldn't. Like I said, I mean, shoot. The sun is shining brightly. There's no clouds at all in the sky. I was walking around while the pre-show was going on from the different windows in my apartment. There's no clouds, no nothing. No clouds in the sky whatsoever to indicate that we're going to have that kind of weather. Are you sure you're seeing that? Well, then again, never mind. Like I said, if you're seeing the same thing from my area that I saw on my Metro phone, damn, this is going to screw up my Saturday night. I was planning to go see The Bourne Legacy tonight, or maybe I can always do that tomorrow. Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. Since Sundays are like the one proverbial day that I have to chill out. Because I have to go back to work on Monday. I think that applies to most of us, right? We all have to go back to work on Monday. Coffee's going to be real excited to wake up on Monday morning. He starts a new job. He won't be pissed off or nervous or anything. He'll be like, yeah, all right, I'm going to start a new job. Yay for me. The rest of us are going to go into our miserable lives. Damn, I got to get up. Damn, I got to deal with this asshole today. I got to deal with this customer today. Blah, blah, blah. Ah, your dad's working out on computers, huh, DDP? Very good, very good. Ah, all right, Coffee, I'll be sure to give you my opinion on the movie when I see it. So, my cell phone keeps ringing over here. I don't know if you guys can hear it. But probably Eric Williams still trying to call me when he should call into the show. Call in and just listen and see if I'm live or not. Which I am. I am live. Well, Coffee, I would force you to tell me any inside information about the movie, but no, that's all right. That's all right. I think I know what's going to happen. Because, you know, the very first commercial that I saw about that, and I was like, wow, okay. The first commercial was just about the movie in general, and then it comes out in a month and a half, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. Cool, I'll check it out. But there's now I've found out that there's like four or five different trailers on television. Six and seven. Now there's eight trailers. I saw one last week. A week before it came out. This was last week. And I said, really? Really? The eighth and final trailer talked about Jason Bourne and how he's still around, but they got to chase this new guy down who's apparently working for him. I go, I think I know what's going on. Matt Damon is more than likely going to appear in the movie. Not the initial movie. I bet you because, I mean, I'm sure we've all seen the movie Fast Five, right? And soon as, you know, 3 years ago when Fast Five came out, everybody stood up and they were getting ready to, they were putting on their jackets, getting ready to walk out the movie theater. And I'm going, you guys are fucking idiots. The credits are rolling up. I understand the credits are rolling up. But there's always, I mean, ever since 2005, every movie that they've made always has a cutscene to it now. That's why I'm glad that in 1999 I discovered something about music. Sure, if you listen to a damn CD, or if you listen to your damn you know, an album on iTunes or something like that nowadays. People don't really listen to CDs anymore. But this is what I found out. People, as soon as the CD or the album ends on whatever device you're listening to, don't go turning it off. Let it play. Because I've let things play. Like when me and Coffee were talking about Switchfoot. You know, he's like, hey, I like that song. Hey, all right. I mean, even though they're a religious group, I have some of their CDs. So I was like, yeah, me too. Well, it just so happens that on their 1997 version of their CD that they made that year, I'm listening to the CD and I'm going, okay, well, the back cover says one more song. All right. But, you know, my mom told me to clean my room. I was like, ah, all right, all right. So I quickly ran into the kitchen, got the broom and dustpan, go in my room, and as I'm cleaning up, I hear this faint guitar, and then it got louder and louder and louder. I go, what the hell is that? Oh, it's my CD player. It's my stereo system. I go, what the hell? This song's not on there. But it's on there, and I just let it play. And I was like, hey. And so I started doing that. It's the same thing with movies nowadays. Ever since 2005, they started doing that. See, and then people get pissed when you tell them, oh, there was this scene and that scene there. And all the people that you hang out with go, what are you talking about? That wasn't in the movie. Well, you wouldn't know that, of course, you dumbass, because you got up as soon as credits start rolling up. So I'm sure most of you out there that are listening, I'm sure you've all seen Fast Five, so I'll just, even if you haven't, I'll go ahead and ruin it for you anyways. The end of the scene, as soon as the credits are done rolling up, Dwayne Johnson walks into the movie scene at the end of the cutscene, and he walks up to what's her name? I forget her name. Her real name, that is. She's like, hey. He's like, I'm going home. She's like, wait a minute. You want to read a file. He's like, does it have to do with who we're chasing down? Does it have to do with Mr. Toretto? She goes, no, but still, I want you to read it now. He's all, no, I'm not interested. She's like, open the file and read it. She opens the file, and it's about his sister that got killed. It's about Lenny. She's like, do you believe in ghosts? I was like, what the? Oh, hell no. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that means she's still alive. I mean, they did the same thing with Captain America, which was bullshit. I didn't like Captain America. Because Captain America, the movie, had nothing at all to do with the cartoon series that I remember as a kid. But yeah, they're starting to do that nowadays. And with these commercials, they're promoting Matt Damon now. In the 8th trailer, there's 8 different trailers now, the new one that I saw last week. Yes, Coffee, I know they are. And they better put her in there, because she was in a part of that cutscene. And then the movie was totally over. Then they turn on the lights, and I'm like, hey, okay, now the movie's over, because the theater turned on the lights. So now we got to wait for the new one to come out. I mean, there was a rumor, I didn't see it, even though it came out in June. The new G.I. Joe movie. I didn't get to see that either. But hey, there's a rumor that in the G.I. Joe movie there's supposed to be an extra cutscene too when the credits are done rolling. Yeah, so there you go. There, I just ruined some movies that aren't even out yet that are going to have cutscenes. But I didn't necessarily ruin it for you because we don't know what those cutscenes are about. So yeah, but Coffee, the thing about the movie from the cartoon, in the cartoon series, everybody knows everybody. But when they did the actual movie, when it came out, me and a couple of my friends were like, All right, Captain America, did you read the comic book? Yeah, I read the comic book. Did you see the cartoon series? Yes, I did. Do you want to see the movie? Yes, let's go see it. So six of us went to go see it. And they dragged on the movie about how, you know, the city needs a hero. And they said, well, we have a hero now. He's been created. Captain America. I said, okay. But then once Captain America got created and he came to life and all that, the doctor in the comic book series that had been with him all this time, along with the police detectives and stuff like that, he comes to life in the movie, though, and this is where it pissed me off. He goes, Captain America, how are you feeling? Oh, I feel fine. I feel like I'm a teenager again. They said, well, that's good to hear. Listen, I want you to meet Dr. So-and-so. And this is Sergeant So-and-so. And they went around and introduced him to five different people. The five main characters that have been with him in the cartoon series, but mostly throughout the comic book series. And I was like, what the hell is this? I didn't come to see this. Give me my $10 back right now. I want my $10 back. This is bullshit. I understand that movies, comic books to movies, or cartoon series to movies, is going to be totally different, especially if it becomes an autobiography. Because people are like talking about the Hunger Games book, and they're like, the book is totally, totally different from the movie. Well, it's supposed to be, but not like this. They know each other. So that's what pissed me off halfway through the movie. When they finally got Captain America going around saving the world, protecting people from the bad guys, so to speak, I was like, why isn't he being reintroduced to the doctor, the nurse that's been with him all these years in the comic book series, and now they completely throw that out of the water? Oh, well, I'm Dr. So-and-so. I'm going to be your nurse. You were already his nurse. Ugh! And yes, DDP, I believe The Rock is in the new G.I. Joe film also. Man, The Rock is doing a lot of filming these days. Well, Coffee, I'll just tell you now, you're right. I know you said you've never read or seen Hunger Games, and you don't think you want to. Yeah, I will tell you right now. It's not that you don't think you want to. No, you don't want to. You know, I enjoyed it, you know. It's about this young girl who's supposed to, you know, be involved in the Hunger Games and possibly die, but yet she's much too young. Even though the one in charge, you know, she's the evil dictator. And says, I don't care if she's very, very young. She's going to play the Hunger Games. And her best friend, who's much older than she is, she says, no, I will take her place because you're a bitch. You can't do this. She's too young to be in this. And it's about the ramifications of what can happen to a country if you don't defend it and stuff like that. But the reason why you will not want to see this, Coffee, well, I kind of fell out of place when I saw it in theaters. It was a good movie. It was a good storyline, ethically. A good storyline, fictionally, because it is fiction. None of this stuff will happen in real life. But it was out of place for me because I couldn't really cheer on most of the parts. I didn't understand what the cheering was about because I'm surrounded by a bunch of 14, 15, 16-year-old girls who actually got what the reason was, why they gave the loud ovations, why the movie got popped at certain times from these kids. I was like, that's a good movie, very good plot, very good plan, but I'm never going to see this again. So yeah, it's technically made for so-called teenagers. Okay, Coffee? There you go. I gave you the rundown of that. Oh, boy. But yeah, I tell you, you know, The Rock is doing it. He's filming so many different movies all at once. All at once. And, well, I should have put that in the anniversary show, too, because now I don't remember. I don't remember what I said on the May 31st show when I reported that, was it Cody Rhodes, or was it Ted DiBiase, or was it John Cena? No, I think... Yeah, because Randy Orton is now going to play in the new Marine. The new Marine movie that they're filming. Because I think it was Ted DiBiase. They were going to have Ted do it. But now Randy Orton's doing it because... No, it wasn't Ted DiBiase. It was Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes wasn't going to do it, but they found out, you know, that before he joined and started becoming interested in wrestling and started becoming a professional wrestler, that he had a huge, huge fallout with the U.S. Army, and he got discharged. So they were like, oh, you had this problem with the Marines. You had this problem, and you got discharged from the Army? The Marines and the Army you have a problem with. Well, then you can't be in the movie after all. You're going to replace people out of movies? It's a movie! Not real life. I mean, if it was a documentary, such as the one that Dwayne Johnson did, when he did The Great Iron Gang, that was a hell of a movie for him to play that role. But this is a movie, fiction. Now, if I was Cody Rhodes, and if the WWE was to come to me and everybody said, well, you can't be in the movie because blah, 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 and you had all these problems, and no, you're done. Okay, well, whatever. Fine. Replace me then. I don't care. Hello. You're on the air.
Please, sir. Please, sir. Hold on.
Eric Williams.
Hold on.
All right. So what's going on? We got 7 minutes left.
Oh, we got overtime mode too.
Yeah, but I can't do overtime. I've got somewhere to be in an hour.
Where are you going?
I've got something to do in an hour.
It better be involving a girl.
No, even better. Well,
what is it?
Well, first I have to check my mail and make sure I got this check I've been waiting for.
Ah, shit.
And I was telling everybody in the chat room that I've been making payments for a PS3 at Kmart, and I only have one more payment to make.
Nice.
So if the check comes today, I'm going to fly my ass down to Kmart and be like, give me my PS3.
Word.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So how'd the show go? I didn't get a chance to check it out at all.
Oh, you'll have to check it out. You're a part of it. A lot.
I bet.
Oh.
Don't be incriminating me now.
Oh, it's too late for that.
Oh, boy. Do we have any other callers?
Well, funny you should ask, because you didn't give your number out to anybody, did you? About calling in?
Why?
Because somebody called with your number, or maybe it was just your area code. I don't know. I don't remember now. But we weren't even talking about the Raiders, and they called in only to say that the Raiders suck and we're going to hell.
I told somebody at my job what they should say, and I gave my phone.
I knew it.
Yeah, I was at work, and I was, like, waiting. I was like, yo, like, I had this, like, crazy dude. he was going to, like, say, like, he told me, like, right after we got off, like, right after I told him, I was like, yo, he was supposed to say that I hope Cuba buys the fucking Giants and the Raiders, and he just fucking tells them to fucking work for him for the farms, and he just totally fucked up.
You fucked up.
Yeah.
Dang.
How's the chat room looking?
Chat room's looking bleak, but I'm sure there are other people listening.
Did DDP arrive at all today or no?
Yeah, he did. Right after I put you on hold to start listening to the show, and then you eventually hung up. That's when he showed up. So, yeah, every time you leave, he shows up. So.
Yeah, I guess he's afraid of me. How about AJ? Anybody? Any AJ?
No AJ, no nothing. But AJ, I should tell AJ about that. He's a part of it too.
Oh yeah, I heard that part.
Yeah.
Was 2011 this last year? Was this the year that you moved to NDB?
No. Yeah, 2011.
When did you move to NDB? Because you were talking about in the early stages. Were you still over at Sports Opinions at all this year? At all since the last anniversary show?
No, I've been on NDB. For about 2 years now.
Really? It's been that long?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, something like that.
Because you stopped for a while. You didn't do any shows for a while.
Well,
you did
I couldn't.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because of the payment shit.
Because of the bullshit from Block Talk Radio.
Well, you never took me up on my offer. That's kind of why, you know. You still, you know. You always get afraid of that.
Yep. So.
But yeah, man, it's, you know, another great year. It feels like New Year's. It feels like the new year. Like every anniversary, it feels like it's going into a new anniversary, a new year, new setting, new everything, you know? So like
well,
every year.
Once the pre-show had ended, the pre-tape show ended, I was telling them in here that can you believe that we're already at the end of August and it's going to be September? After September, you can't stop the year. The year just goes by and it's already Christmas and that's it. Bam.
Yeah. I don't know how long I've been doing this for your show. So I think I've been doing it for a good 3.5 years now.
Wow.
I don't know, every year I always call in, you know, around anniversary time, tell the old how I met you story and, you know, that story. And, you know, I feel like that was kind of crazy how we met because we pretty much, it was a mistake how we met.
Yes, it was.
I remember you were like, don't say nothing. I think it was in the shoots chat or something. And I remember, because the Burnout Media at the time, fuck that place, by the way, jobbers. They had fired me and my old co-host, Eric Roman. And, I called in to give some food. And you're like, wait, I'm like, nah, man. Like, I think I sent you a message in chat, like, private chat. I was like, nah, it's all good, brother. Like, you know. And then I think that's how we started talking. I think, must have went over crazy minutes on when I used to have the old phone because, like, calling California was, like, long distance. And I would have to pay, like, $150 phone bills.
Wow.
Just extra to talk to you. I remember that. But now everything's cool because I have unlimited everything.
Good. That's good.
I was
also telling them here that what is it going to be like in 10 years for a 10-year anniversary? And I said, well, we'll just all bring our own individual cakes just to eat just for the hell of it.
I think for 10 years, I think you need to go back and archives and play the very first, and I think that's how you do it.
Yeah, I think that's
you
how
play
we'll
the
do
very
it.
First show in your sports opinion in your career, like your very first sports opinion.
Yeah,
I think that's where. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I mean, hell, we could even do it on my fucking network. I mean, I'm looking for new programming all the time. I'm paying for this thing. What if we do on my network a sports opinions archive show? Every week it's a different archive. Like every week It's a different show. Yeah, we kind of like relive the Sports Opinion Show. Like, you sent me the file.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I know. 10 seconds. Oh, I lost Derek Williams in that feed. Oh, well. But, yeah, that's the way it goes, ladies and gentlemen. So, let's see.
Matt, what's up?
Eric.
I don't know what the fuck happened. It just hung up on me.
Yeah.
No, but I was saying, what if, like, on the Sports Rumble page, because I'm looking for, like, I'm really pretty much trying to expand this network, trying to, like, get a show, like, 5 days a week. I mean, I have 3 hours of, you know, you can do a three-hour show on my network. What if we do, starting soon, you just send me the files of old Sports Opinion shows, and we do, like, classic Sports Opinion show, and I play it on my network.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, you think about a lot of things. I've told you a lot of things before, and you don't respond to anything.
Yeah, well, I'll respond this time.
What?
I said I'll respond this time.
Yeah, because I think it'd be awesome to go back and listen to the old archives. Because I feel like the archives are just there, but you don't really, you know, there's a lot of classic shows that you have them. That you had, and you know,
yeah. So you're on your lunch, I guess, huh?
You there?
Yeah, I said, I guess you're on your lunch hour then, right?
No, I'm actually done with work for the day. I'm driving home right now.
Ah, driving home.
Yeah, it's fucking 3 o'clock right now.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Are we in archive mode yet or what?
What's that?
Are we in archive mode yet or what?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. So another fun year down the fucking drain. No, not down the drain, but... I feel that there's a lot of things, you know, that we've done, you know, on the show, doing all types of stuff. How much, what interviews did you play? Did you play any interviews, or did you just play the last year's stuff? Like, did you play anything with, like, Porter, or, like the old archives, or no?
I did Porter last year, remember?
Oh,
last
yeah,
year's
yeah.
Anniversary show had Porter,
yeah.
The whole thing, too.
I played the one
of you and Dave Swan.
For the whole interview or no? They're just clips.
Just like a minute and a half of it.
Okay. What about any other interviews or no?
Nope.
Why
the
not?
Thing was only four, well, because when I timed it, when I started listening to the show, like last night I was listening to it just to see how long it was. And it went to almost 2 hours, but when I uploaded it, it said it was only 47 minutes. I'm like, huh.
That's weird.
I could have added. Well, I mean, on the 47 minutes, I could have added more stuff, but.
Right, yeah.
Oh, well.
Wait, how much time did you only have? Did you only have 45 minutes?
No, you know, the show was set, they set it up to where the show was the normal time for 2 hours.
Right.
But when I started playing the audio clip, you know, and then when I finished it, it was only 11:40.
No, okay.
It was only 10:40.
This morning.
I started at 10.
Hold on one second. Ah, I love being home.
Nice.
Long fucking day. But I feel like with Sports Opinion, it's really good. You know, the show is pretty much a lot of people listening, a lot of support, you know. I feel the show wouldn't be where it is today if it wasn't for the support you know, guys like, you know, Nick and guys like that. Yeah, you could always go back and see that and show that.
Yeah, and then Lisa comes in once in a while now, too, coming back for the support.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
And then on the pre-tape show, I mentioned that AJ always likes to make these grand entrances just to call in.
Hello? Sorry, no, I'm not sure. Want to see it. Yeah, he loves to make those grand entrances. I don't understand why.
Yeah, well, with football season around the corner, I'm sure he'll be calling in again.
Yeah, pretty much. BMS has been... It's been great, you know.
Yeah, we're still going, too.
Yeah, I know. We got along. We got a long way ahead of us. We have what? How many years till 10 years?
I don't even want to try and count that right now. We'll worry about that closer to the future.
How many years have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for 5 years.
Only 5 years, huh?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it, you know.
Does it get to the point where you get tired of doing radio?
Oh, no, never. You never know what's going to happen. Like with you and the bringing on the UWA Elite Guides. One of these days I gotta find that paper that my friend who helped me out on Blog Talk Radio when I first started, his name was Dave Jones.
Right.
He was on radio show for a while. He was the one that gave me all these numbers and shit to call. Asking for people on interviews, so.
Hey, you still got to be careful with those guys. I mean, I can get you interviews. I don't think we're going to be doing much with UWA. I mean, they're pretty much doing, like, their own thing, and there's kind of, like, you know, they kind of got mad about, they want to do one show. They don't really want, you know, they kind of pissed me off with that whole, like, they did a radio show after we started promoting them.
Yeah.
So we're going to do something different. Probably not doing UWA anymore. That's
right.
For a simple fact that they kind of pissed me off with that. You know, I asked them if we could do the official UWA thing and get them on, you know, get us some, you know, some sponsorship out of it, you know. And they went ahead and did their own thing, so.
Well.
We'll do our own thing. But hey, Matt, I'm glad I could be a part of the show. I actually left work a little bit early so I could call in. It's been a slow day at work. It was a slow day at work anyway, but called in a little extra.
And you're drinking something over there too, huh?
Yeah, lemonade.
Don't lie.
I'm drinking lemonade.
Bastard.
I'm thirsty. It's fucking hot out all day. It's been fucking hot.
Nah, it's okay. The only reason I'm pissed off is I'm going to try and catch my maintenance guy too. Yeah, his truck is still here. Go knock on his damn door. My refrigerator went out again.
Oh, boy.
So last
you
night...
You think it's your refrigerator going not working?
Yeah, so last night I was throwing out stuff from my fridge and my freezer.
Oh, boy.
Because the food had all gone bad because the refrigerator stopped working. I'm like, God damn it.
Well, you better get on that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's your refrigerator. I gotta sneeze. Hold on. No, I don't have to. I'm fucking tired. Fucking hate working the weekend. But anybody in the chat room anymore? Or everybody's done.
Well, everybody started to leave. Oh, it's still here. DDP.
Oh, DDP's in the chat room. Oh, but he can't hear us. We're in archive mode. All right, I got Matt. I'm gonna let you go. I'll definitely call you. You gonna be around later?
No. No.
Why?
I got things to do.
What time are you gonna be home?
I don't know.
Okay. I'll call you on your cell phone.
All right.
All right. See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.